Okay, so today's daf we do is daf Gimel, and we ended last Mishnah discussing the fact that if there was some sort of kavu activity in a chatzer, shared chatzer, that other kavu means fixed, the type of thing is using that area for the whole time, each other parties or the other residents can object to that activity taking place, except for we said kvisa, which is laundering, because we wanted a place for women to be able to launder privately. And if you ejected, they'd have to go in a more public place and have the potentially be more exposed while doing the laundry. We don't want that to happen. And we also said towards the end, but that's in a makom where the women did the laundry, in the place where the men did the laundry, that would be a different situation because men wouldn't not necessarily, there's no slide on their kavod necessarily to doing it outside. Take note. Now, the Gemara says, however, Ramanya says, how to detain makom shanasim mechapsor, makom shanidim mechapsor, no bada. That's what we said. The da detaima, that's what we said, chutzman hakvisa. That you can't object to the neighbors doing their laundry within this chatzer. That's Baram Badalanam the Nafshe. If it's the Daladamot in front of his house, which we said before last year, Mamash is more considered his than the rest of the chatzer, of course, Mamachi, you can say, I don't want you to do it at my doorstep. There's no reason why you can't do that. You can, but other place in the chatzer, you cannot. That's Bechol Chatzer. Which means that when we said if there are other activities that are kavua in the chatzer that you can actually object to them taking place, that's provided we're talking about the general chatzer. But if it's mamash in front of his doorstep, the dalet amot in front of the doorstep, not sure much you can do in that space, but that you can't object. That's considered, as we said, more his space, is the way we learn to call Yerushalmi. Madron, however, if the friend's doorstep is a little high. And let's say it's a place where you can object to laundry because the men do the laundry. Then you can object if it's in front of his head doorstep, because if it's his doorstep is higher and it's going to slide down to you, you can simply say, I feel about mamchi. You can even object to your chalameimer. Said, okay, you're doing laundry there, but where's all the water going? It's coming towards me. So therefore, you can object. Okay. Now, Rav Yochanan says, B'shem Rav Elazar, B'shimon, Mi she'ein rotzeh la'arev, he was talking about Eruv Chatzeret, if you remember, and that is you're not allowed to carry within a shared Chatzer, until you do this Eruv Chatzeret. Now, Eruv Chatzeret is not just making a wall around it, it's also all the residents contributing, if you like, the food together, and it's all almost like they're all sort of coming together in that way, so it's not considered like a shared Chatzer in a way. And if you remember, that was a way of the way we explained it in Masechta Eruvin, it was a way of, like, reminding people that this shared domain space is different to the shared domain on the street. Because the concern was, if I can carry here, which is shared, I can carry on the street as well. And therefore, we make this Eruv Chatzeret to make that distinction. Okay. Now, what it's saying is, if one of the residents do not want to contribute to this Eruv Chatzeret, you can go in, take it from him by force. And it says that drop down four lines, because in the Eruvin we brought the Vatani Ken four lines down here. We'll come back to where we're up to. It says Vatani Ken Kofin Hen Bnei Hamavoi Ze Al Ze Lasot Lahem Lechi Bekor Lamavoi. So too we saw in a bright when it comes to Mavoi. If you remember, Mavoi is an alleyway onto which there are many chatzerot open, and that's also like a shared space, like a chatzer. It was a dead end alleyway. In order to carry in that space, you need to shift up Mavoi, which is much like joining chatzer, but also at the end of the alleyway, need this heker, which right here, the cross beam or the side post. So once again, in a case of a mavoi, they can compel one another to build this mavoi. However, go back to where we went from. It says Vahatani, who ain rotzelarev, ainu memaen, nichnasim lebeitu kol. If someone doesn't want to contribute to eruv, but he doesn't object to an eruv being present, he just doesn't want to give to it. In that situation, you can go into his house and take bar. It's because he doesn't mind about having an Eruv there. But if he says, I in principle do not want an Eruv, he's not interested in an Eruv, machlokes is Eruv, then we say, no, then you can't force it on him. So it seems to contradict what you just said. When it comes to Eruv, so you can go into the neighbor's house and forcibly take his contribution to Eruv to the, make the Eruv. So Amar Rav Yossi Bar Abun, no. She'en rotzeh la'arev, what are you talking about when we're saying She'en rotzeh? Ella, it's not that she'ein rotzeh la'arev. It's not that he doesn't want to make a. He doesn't want an eruv at all. Rather, ella minefesh bishalo bay ma'arva. In other words, when we're saying he can go into a friend's house, he doesn't want to take part in the eruv. It's just because he's a bit stingy. He doesn't want to contribute to it. Okay, if it's just because he's stingy and he's not in principle against it, he doesn't want to contribute, then it sounds like for the betterment of you can go into his house and forcibly take the chachamim, so one can do that.
This idea of forcibly going into his house, that means I'll be based in?
I don't know. Good question. Well, I would assume so. Otherwise, you could be a bit of a tussle going on. I assume so, but I don't know. Okay, let's continue. Rav Hun, because we're coming off the previous sugya we're doing with the Mashkon as well. So yeah, fine. Now, Rav Huna Amar, chatzah mitralechet lepitachim. It sounds to be that when it comes to dividing up a chatzer, you go according to the doors. So what this sounds like is that two people share a chatzer, it's time to divide it. You don't just simply put it down the middle. You look at how many doors. Reuven has one door, Shimon has two doors opening to the chatzer. So Shimon gets tw like twice as much as Reuven, two-thirds. That's what it sounds like. However, what the Gemara is saying is, Amar Rav Chisda, no, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about the division of the chatzer in that way. We're talking about lezevalim himatnita. We're talking about when it comes to zevel, meaning as the zevel accumulates in the chatzer, dries out, and then what happens is they crumble up, and then they end up using the manure. That goes with the apetachim. So I'll just show you the Marafulder. It says, why Perush Rashizal? That lezabel sadot, because it was derech the ptachim that they would come and deliver or bring in this zevel until it, or the manure until it becomes useful as fertilizer. So the assumption is, by way of doorways, is the proportional amount of value that the volume that was contributed. That's what we're saying, but not the division of the chatzar itself. The Gemara says, as well as v'tani ken bekira. It's where you take the word Bakira in there, Bakira Tefach. That some nusras take it out. I show them our folder here, though. He says, Tana Bakira Tefach says, Nira Dahai, I think Art Scroll even took this out. It says, Nira Dahai Dinakat Menakit Hilchotot, or the Bakira Tefach is just something doesn't seem to be related here. So Menakit, like it's saying, it's brought here, other halachot that sound relate. To Athalpida Kira Tefachu, in other words, Mitzvah will get to that. That's the next parak. It says, "Hata ma'ir le'inyan ma'aziva v'achi ma'ir le'ina harchaka min hakotel." There, in that parak, it's talking about if you've got a kira, a stove, in between on the upper floor, you have to have an extra surface sort of ma'aziva in between. And here it's talking about harchaka, the distance has to be away from the kotel. Now that we'll see what that means is because when you put things close to a wall, you don't want to be damaging to the wall. Okay, so it's saying kira tefach. He understands this means kira tefach. That's a distance to be away from a wall. But as I said, other nusrot, if you like, take this out. The Pnei Moshe takes it out. He says, "Look, sinan hacha, son in the dotzefta." So just park that for the moment. However, important, but tani ken the zavali when it comes to this manure, we say, or the dung here, lefi ptachim, because the manure is sorry, the dung is used to produce this manure, right? Lefi ptachim, ba'achsanya. When it comes to achsanya, what this refers to is when troops used to come to town, they used to be hosted, the troops of the king used to have to be hosted by the residents of the city. That will be lafi adam. Lafi adam meaning, but not lafi apatachim, but according to the people, sounds like. That's how it was distributed. Okay. And not according to the doorways, because we just said it's in contrast to the dam. Okay. Chatzeruchu mishdam shod ba'ama. Here we're talking about some sort of water source. What's it called, a conduit or a channel, says Venit Kalkel, and then it got damaged. The water pipes. We just had this in our street actually. Kula mitak not ima eliona. What happens is you can imagine as it's going down from chatzer to chatzer, the person at the with the water source gets first. Here's the eliona, and it goes down the hill. It gets to other chatzerot. So if it's damaged up above, everyone contributes to the repairs because everyone that's let's call it downstream. Benefits from this repair or needs these repairs. Okay, and the Eliona also obviously contributes because he needs it. Vashar imashnia. What if it's further down? The first chatzer wasn't bothered by it. Then we say, okay, from this, and it was, let's say the damage was, or the walls collapsed in the second chatzer. So the people of the second chatzer have to contribute, anyone further downstream. The person upstream doesn't have to worry about it, it has no benefit, no damage, it doesn't affect him whatsoever, whether it's damaged or not. That's what we're saying. Okay. You could have it the other way around. Chamisha diyotot. These are aliyot. So you can imagine many floors. Shumishdam shot the biv. Again, this is some sort of piping. It says, "V'nitkalkel kulam tachtona." Everyone, so we're benefiting from the tachtona. So everyone, v'tachtona v'ashar, and the rest is the v'ashar. So let me just go back to here, the chamesh diotot, because here I'll just show them our full because everyone say it's a biv. It's talking about. I think it's different. It says chamesh aliyot. He says it's not talking, he's talking about more means of access. So you can imagine the stairwell, something happened wrong with the stairwell. So let's say there's something wrong with the entrance to this building, if you like. Everyone has to contribute with the bottom person because they all benefit from it. So as opposed to the previous case where the benefit, where it starts upstream, the benefit, and trickles down, here it starts at the bottom and goes up. Okay. So that's why it's saying, let's say on the first floor something happened to the stairs. People on the bottom floor don't have to contribute, it sounds like. But people on the second floor upwards do because they all benefit from the stairwell. Okay. This is not exactly how we operate in these days in terms of bites and stuff. Everyone contributes to that case, even from the bottom floor. But that is what it's mentioned to be saying. But Ermatake connect down Takin Kula. Hayu asuim legishamim yachunim lichot biadam lekfisa. So here what we're talking about, by the way, so it must be rather than Biv the Girsa, it must mean Bayit. He must have had the Girsa Bayit, Marafulda, because when he explained it like this. Okay. Now back to this, we're talking about the back to the case of the channel that's going from Chatzer to Chatzer. It says, if the channel was designed, people used it for drinking water, Imayo the Geshamim, and the top person started wanting to do his laundry in it. Then they can object to him doing kfisa because it was for water purposes and what he's doing is being detrimental to the people downstream. Lekvisa, if however it was like the practice was to use this stream, maybe it was murky water or whatever it was that to do use it not for drinking but for kvisa, they can't object if the person upstream wants to now drink from it because it's not affecting the quality of the water. So therefore they cannot object. Okay, yeah, fair. Fine, let's continue. This is now the Kitei Kodesh. If you remember, we talked about the fact that the Mishnah came to Kitei Kodesh. We said that even if and we had two shutaf in Kitei Kodesh, afalpi, even if they wanted to divide it, en yochalim, we said that afalpi shneim rotzim, even if they do want to divide it, you don't split up Kitei Kodesh. The way Bavli understood, we're talking about a single scroll of Tanakh, we're talking about cutting it up. You'll see quite here from the Yerushalmi that it doesn't not necessarily the case. Because Amar Rabbi Shai says, we're talking about Tilim and Divrei Yamim, two different Sfarim. We don't want to break them apart. Aval, Tilim, but Tilim, Kolkim. If it's two Sfarim within Tehillim itself, then you can divide it up. Now, you think maybe it wouldn't be the opposite, no? So that's why I'll show you the Pnei Moshe here who explains it as follows, which is, Kogon Tilim and Divrei Yamim, Lachalot Zeh G'nei 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 Want to? Ain kavod likitvei kodesh yasui mahem derech halipin. It's not kavod to kitvei kodesh to say I want the tilim. You take the. It's a kavod issue. That's what it sounds like. However, if it's tilim to tilim, it's not really a problem because it's no. They're both effectively the same qualities. There's nothing wrong. Inami, another understanding. Afal b'shneim k'tuvim. Even if they're both, despite the fact they're same k'tuvim, mikol makam k'tushet tilim chamura baruch kodesh ne'emar. That it's not right to swap or to split Tilim for Divrayam because one is more Kaddish. That's why he explains it, but that's why it's not a problem if it's Tilim but Tilim, splitting the Sifrei Tilim apart, because you know Tilim is I'm sure you're aware is broken up into Sfarim. There are five books of Tilim, then that wouldn't necessarily be a problem. Okay, after when it brings it is a whole different explanation. So Amar Rabbi Elazar says, "Now fill the tilim chokim. Even tilim betilim, you shouldn't do that. In chokim, if you talk to em chokim, elu bayin v'korim ve'elu bayin korim ve'elu." Says, "No, it's best not to divide it because that way they will end up coming that they'll end up both reading the whole thing. Okay, because they're both like the one whoever's carrots in is gonna that person's gonna come to make sure his share is still honored." And it'll end up seeing the whole thing as opposed to splitting up, and each person only sees one part of the tilim. Okay. With that, we say, Adronach perach ha-shutafim, Adronach perach ha-shutafim, Adronach perach ha-shutafim. Now, next perach. Lo yachbor. One should not dig a dam, a bor. Now, we'll go through all these things. Bor is a circular hole. A siach, which is, siach, sorry, which is a aroch v'katzar. It's like long and narrow, so like a like a channel of some sort. So that's a bore. So we didn't get to Tiyasa. Yeah, sorry. Bora is Samukhla Borosha. You can't dig a water hole next to your friend's water hole. But Oshiach Velo Ma'ara, so we explain what Oshiach is already. And then a Ma'ara is, it's like, we look, it's described as a cave, but it's more like a covered over. It's Mekura B'Kirio. Velo Amata Mayim, which is like a stream. Velo Nivrecha Kovsim, and this is a pool that is for launderers. Okay. And it's usually squared out. So what we're saying is all these manners of holes you should not dig close to the hole of your friend, Elim Ken Yachik Mikotlo, unless you make put a distance of from the friend's wall, 3 tfachim. And it says Vesad Basid and also lime it. The simple understanding is because if you do too close to the wall of your friend, as you should, everyone's played in the sandpit before, the wall will collapse in between. We don't want to compromise the security of the pre-existing hole that's already there. Okay. So now it says, here we're saying that also like certain things you're not allowed to do or place near your friend's wall because it being in close proximity to the wall will end up compromising the structure of the structural stability of that wall. What are these things? We just said Gefet is pitch, Zevel is our dung, if you like. The et Hamelach, salt and seed is a lime, the et haslaim. Now slaim normally means rocks, but it sounds like here the Marfulda says Avanim Sha'or Yotzeh Mehem, like a flintstone of some sort. Now you can't do Mikotlo Shachaver Shloshat Fachim, you gotta have a distance from 6 Fachim or Sad Basid. Right? Or Sad Basid, meaning it has to be some sort of protection. Okay? Now we're talking about if you're planting something on a plow or urinating, that also has to be done at a distance of 3 tfachim from the friend's wall because these things also will compromise the stability of that wall. Okay. Fine. Let's continue. The Marana says, Rechaim is a mill. So the shechev is the bottom part of the millstone, the bottom stone, and that's going to be wider than the top part. So 3 tfachim from the bottom, which is 4 from the top. Because in that situation, there's no like chemical, like urine that's being released, but rather it's the vibrations that can actually compromise the wall. Veta tanur also the an oven, shalosh mina kilya. That's the Maharal will explain. That's the belly of it, the middle of the, because it goes. It's like conical, right? So from the middle of it. Which is Shehem Arba Mina Safa, which is 4 tfachim from the top. Okay. Let's learn the Gemara. Loichmar Dabor. Gemara says, Kena Miniti is actually also Basid. So what this means, if you want to, that if you're going to dig a hole next to your friend's hole, you've either got to distance at 3 tfachim or line it with a Sid. So it's not Vesad Basid, like we said, it sounds like and you have to line it, but also Basid. Fine. Gemara says, Im Sad Basid, what if you did? How close can you get now? Says then it would be kol shehu, even a small super close. If not sabasid, you're going to treat fakir. Gemara says mahada. We can learn from the following: machikin takefet vazevel melach vaasid vaslaim mekotsh shachaveroshalshavim. Oh, sad basid. Now, in other words, from the second case in the Mishnah, which is, says oh sad basid, we see that liming is equivalent to having a distance to treat fakir. That's why the reisha when it says machikin the sad basid, it means or. Many times the Mishnah you see a Vav can mean not necessarily and we can mean or, and that's why the Gemara is clarifying. Okay, let's continue. Gemara says, Hachat amar mipnei shaslaim martichin, ein martichin. So what's this referring to? The Gemara says that we saw in our Mishnah that you can't have this slaim close to the wall of the friend's wall because they are the assumption is the martichim, that it releases some sort of heat, just like Zevel, and it can have some sort of, let's call it a reaction of some sort that can compromise the structure of the wall. However, vaka, meaning in the Perek HaTomnim, which is the Mishnah mentions all these different things you're not allowed to do hatmana with, because they are mosif hevel, they increase heat. It doesn't include these slaim, these flintstones. And that sounds like she'ein martichim. So the question is, why then? Can you not have, because in other words, the assumption is there must be something that some chemical reaction these stones have, but we see quite clearly from the laws of Atmana that there's no chemical reaction. Rama says, Amar Yosef, no, kan va kan, ena sad vachim. You got it wrong. The reason why you can't put it close to the wall is not because of some sort of heat release. It's nothing to do with that. They don't do that. Ela mi she'osim afar tocheach u'malkin et artzot ha'kalka. In other words, by putting these stones near it, they end up moving or softening the soil by the foundations of the wall, and that's what the issue is. Not any heat release like with Zevel and things like that, but rather because of simply their placement there ends up softening the soil, and that's why you cannot do so. Okay, the Gemara now says Tani Bitsunam Mutar. Now that Tosefta, by the way, just to appreciate, I looked it up, is talking about the you know, I'll just show it to you inside. I'll get you the whole Tosefta, reach inside. It's the end of the second Tosefta on the Perek. It says as follows: Lo yitala dam mei raglayim b'kotel shechaver. You're not allowed to urinate by the wall of your friend. We've already that's we said that because urine can also can end up compromising it. Eliyim ken, unless you distance gimel tefachim, which I said the Mishnah. Then it says ba'avanim tefach, and now our part is v'tzun mamutar. So v'tzun mamutar is what we just said. V'tzun mamutar. So that's assumption that with the, what the Tosefta is. So the way the Chasam Yecheskel, I have it here, explains, he says if it's ba'avanim, then I'll just I can read inside actually. It says in other words, the issue is he says bebrayta and quotes the Bavli. He says why you have to three tefachim away? That's from my normal stone wall. That that stone made of like clay stones, and therefore they can easily, if you like, get soft because of the water. However, tefach. If the stone is sorry, if the wall is made of stone, then all you need is a tefach. Close to that, you can ruin the soil, and therefore I'll just skip a bit. Ubetzunma, or we say the tsunam. It says im kotel avanim banui al karka shikasher kasela. So tsunma is not like the Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe says it's actually talking about the wall built with this tsunma, different type of stone. But he's saying if the ground is so rock hard, like stone, and therefore you've got no concern that the urinating can affect the ground, then you can even says mutar. You can even you can basically urinate right up against it. Okay, that's what the tsunam is mutar. So Gemara now says, Heyach Amri Biyochan Nafik. So Heyach Amri, sorry, Rabbi Yochanan Nafik Miknishta. He ended up, you know, this hack. Sorry, Heyach Amri, how can you even say this? I'll tell you why it's the kasher is. Because Rabbi Yochanan Nafik Miknishta came out of the learning, the Shafach Maimini urinated, Lachare Tara, behind the wall of an individual. Close up. Veloyadinan, we don't know, Imishum Dabatsunam, we're not sure it's because the ground of this cell was rock hard and therefore there's no concern. The Inmishum Beitzar, or maybe because he had so much tsar, Lisfor, that was like an exceptional circumstance, that's why he did it. So I'll just show you the Marafolda. It says, Ve'each Amrin, Kashi, Im Batsuna Motar, Mai Mesafke Rabbanan. He says, I don't understand. If you're saying Batsuna Motar, what's even the suffix when it comes to the activities of Rav Yochanan? Because it says, Bahari Rav Yochanan Sheatzami Beit Midrash. He came out of the base Midrash. Umitilmaim Lachare Shar. He ended up urinating behind the Shar, behind the fence. It's like really a gate. Sheyasham Tsunma, that there was also, it was that, according to the Chasim Cheskel, also a very strong ground surface. Umasafkali, they weren't sure Imishum Tsunam, the Lomazik Lakotagas, therefore it's going to ruin the Kotel, Omishum Tsar. The Lahayach Olatzor Atzmo, because he wasn't able to hold it in, Achivolavato. So hard brighter tani behedya, but one second the brighter we just learned, the Tosefta we just learned says Batsuna Mutra, so what's even the Safek? And therefore, what was the basis of their Safek? The basis of the Safek was Im Tsuna Mutar or not. It sounds like their Safek is whether Tsunam is Mutar or not. But we've got a Mefurash Tosefta that says it's okay. How he adds, the Ein Teirutz Alzeh. The Gemara doesn't give an answer. Is it because it's a good kasha? He says, no, it's all chashle. It's not even really worth even responding to. Deloy yad de isver le Rabbi Yochanan kahach bright or law. It's not suffic whether it's mutar or not. The suffic, they knew about the brighter. They just had a suffic whether Yochanan held like the brighter or not. That was the basis of their suffic. So it's not a kasha on the brighter. The question was, does Yochanan hold like the brighter or not? Said, okay, we'll take it from here next year. I'll do it. Have a good day.